This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Son of a bitch. Give me a drink. Hey, baby. Son of a bitch.
Oh.
Nathaniel.
Brings back memories, don't
yes,
it, boys?
It does.
It makes me think we're an hour late. Used to be the old intro.
That was one of the best intros we had.
Before we went to Pantera.
Well, I liked Bingham, too. We had some good ones.
Oh, gosh.
I didn't like the cake one that much. But this was fun.
Certain songs have their time and place in your life. You know,
yep.
They really do. And sometimes.
Drink.
And I want to say this right now. Hey, this is something that many of us need to be more cognizant of. And you know it, but if you're at work already and you've been there for a while, if you're like us and, you know, dealing with very, very minimal traffic.
Oh, yeah.
And you see what's going on 85 right now. It's like, Lord, this is another reason why I appreciate you giving me a job where I'm in before they are and I'm gone before they leave. And it's like...
Before the shift change.
Yeah.
Do you still catch hell from a boss if... Because they can see it. Like, they can, you know... Watch whatever and know like traffic is nuts, but they'll still be like, you know what, should have left earlier. Like, come on, don't be a dick because I'm stuck in traffic.
It depends on how many times you probably use that excuse, you know.
Yeah, you know, these days probably every day, like, I mean, whenever you hit the interstate.
It's that everyday conversation that everybody that one scared me. That son of a bitch.
Oh my God.
That son of a bitch. They should put that in Mad World. You're just going through the forest for a minute, and all of a sudden Nathaniel pops out. Son of a bitch. Give me a drink.
Well, I'm sure the guy popping out of the port-a-john wasn't expecting you to hit the flamethrower as soon as he dropped the hawk.
And how many bartenders do they care if they're called son of a bitch?
Dude, it rocked a little because he was scared. Because, like, that could have, like, fell down on him and, like, torched his body.
Understood. Yes.
It wasn't your fault. He shook the port-a-john.
Yes. But the port-a-john had a flamethrower on top of it. Used as a attention getter. Like, hey, look at us over here.
Guess who got the remote? The flicker, if you will.
They gave it to this big goofball here who walked in about half lit. I'm just kidding. That's fully lit. I'm kidding again. And some dude I didn't even know. See, I deserve to have been punched that night. Like, I can not. Yep. That's where you realize you. I've certainly not matured, but it's one of those things where, I mean, I'm not. Look at the shoes I'm wearing today. This is like, look.
Are those the ones?
I know. Yeah.
They got the carpet in them?
No.
Where's your giblets?
It's shag carpet. I don't care.
I'm
comfortable,
and
you can't even we go on video later, you can't see my, I can't do my legs like you just did.
Do it, try
Jesus
to.
Christ. I would die. Like, I would tear in half. John, dude, did you hear that bone pop just then?
Felt good.
This was before Scary Putt-Putt, too.
Scary Putt-Putt. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so
I
deserve to be to have been punched that night, because this guy had no idea. They give me the flicker, and then when the guy goes in there, and the minute he opens the door, I hit the flamethrower. And yeah, like Fatboy said, he didn't know that it was there. He also didn't know that that flame was not going to fall through. Like it was some jackass bit gone wrong.
I'm confused.
Okay. That, if you are, then that means people listening are.
I wish I could remember.
Meaning, because you're in the room, you can see our hands moving.
Yeah, flamethrower.
Porta-johns.
Okay.
Two of them, side by side. We're at Mad World Haunted Attractions.
Yep.
We're doing, it's Rise Guys night, and we went through it with you and took pictures and did all this stuff.
Scary place.
They have, on the Porta-johns, at least did, have a flamethrower that, I mean, it went so high.
Okay,
I mean, it was,
so now I know what
an attention getter.
It was
thing.
Cool looking.
Which
you can see it from the interstate, you know?
Yeah, the interstate.
Yeah.
Which things would be shockingly scary. Like, how many truckers have we made piss their pants a little bit by hitting the flamethrower? They just see
those.
A big flame shooting up out of the woods.
And they usually do anyway.
Well, you know, they have catheters.
Especially the one I called the other day.
Yeah.
Female.
She's mad at you. So there's a flamethrower there for the attraction thing.
Yeah.
And it's not really recommended to do it while someone's inside, or, you know, but I did it that way. And okay. This guy completely didn't know, Paige. He goes in there to probably just drop a number one. And he goes in there, and as he's opening the door, I hit the flamethrower. And would you say 20 to 25 feet in the air, Fatboy?
Oh, yeah, because, and it was instantly hot, too, because we felt the heat.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we like.
Now, I hope he wasn't going in there to, you know, five-knuckle shuffle for a little bit.
Oh,
I was thinking
he was out. I didn't do it while he was in. He did it as soon as he opened the door.
Wasn't there? I was just. I
he was probably picture, saying, "What I eat?"
Because I was picturing some flame by the entrance for some reason.
Well, not, it's not near by, the entrance.
Okay.
Yeah, it was
okay.
Right as you pull in there. Yeah.
Don't think about it.
And that guy just had a. Oh man, you got me. I wouldn't have. Like I.
How many times?
I would have been instantly pissed to the point where whoever I was with, all right, calm down. You're all right. I mean, really, because that was stupid of me.
I don't want to say take advantage of, but how many times have we been, you know, offered like a cool little perk like that and we just like
abused
like with the place that's not even in existence anymore with the carts. We were wrecking each other. And these were like
we wrecked a
we like when we
when
were racing
we found
Jug,
out,
it was Le Mans.
All right, I ain't saying my story now.
They're not there anymore. We were out there racing Jug, and then we
I
were wrecking
no
each
idea
other.
Golf carts or go karts cost what they did. I mean, Paige, off the top of your head, what's a go kart cost?
$10,000.
God dang it.
$10,000? I mean, judges?
These were like, you know, top of the line.
Top of the line. Like, with that, like,
what do they call them?
Like around 25K.
Uh-uh.
And there was thoughts that we were going to have to pay for one.
Thoughts? Who stopped that?
Well, and there was the time you were scratching the DJ's records.
That was also me. That was also me. That guy had a fun time with that,
was
though.
It not drivable when you left?
I don't know if he wants you to keep coming up.
It didn't have the thing on it. The we knocked the circular bumper off of it.
Row.
Completely and cracked the frame and split the chassis.
All right. You totaled a car.
Well, it got repaired. Actually, they sold it. Let's say they sold it.
Okay. I wish I could think of other, like, you know, examples, but.
The DJ Scratcher loved that. He did.
We've been doing this for so long. I think it's just like, you know, when we get excited to do something, it's just like we kind of overdo it.
But you have to. Isn't I mean, like, not overdo it, but you have to take advantage of opportunities presented.
Things like will go wrong.
When they said, hey, do you want to come on stage and introduce someone? Or, like, I remember when they said, do you want to introduce Impractical Jokers on stage? And I'm like, yeah, can we get, like, 5 minutes? And they're like, how long of an intro? I said, I want to do a routine.
Oh, God.
I know.
And it was, dude, it was great.
Is it the one
for one person didn't like it?
I know. It's like, did you just land base one person?
Well,
5 minutes.
But you know what that showed?
That
showed those thousands of people there knew who I was, knew who you were, who that person was, knew the show, because everyone started chanting it along. And they did. Now, that person probably felt like the biggest heel, and I don't mean bad guy in wrestling. I meant like douchebag that ever existed. Because that whole debacle of the Bonsakura Wellness Arena, thousands of people in unison screaming this at this one particular person.
Dude.
But I had you.
Why
can't just
did
come
you
on.
Do that?
Hi, I'm Matt Mann from the Rise Guys 93.3 The Planet. Here are the Impractical Jokers. And then just run off the stage.
Let's give it up for Impractical
No, Parker. You like, that's when we go up and like go up on stage somewhere. Like, you want to make it memorable. Whether it's it's making a fool of yourself or someone else.
You so made you, one you memorable said. That I'll never forget.
Watch it now. It was don't do a, the Girls Going Wild story.
No, it was this was at a private event.
Yeah, private
event. That's definitely not white.
No,
Smokey and the Bandit real quick.
I don't like, look.
Okay, no, I'll trust you to. Then.
You made a joke about somebody that you would think it would, a joke you would make about a female, but you made it about a guy. And it was like, you know, it was obviously definitely not the right time or place, but it was hilarious, and I'll never forget it. It was about, you know, like a, maybe a female body part you would notice on a woman that would be sizable was on a man.
You called out his...
Yeah, he called out maybe a man's chest size in front of a man's friends and family in an intimate setting. Like, wow. Because you joked about doing it. I'm like, he ain't going to do it. He realizes, like, where we are, there's no way he's going to make that joke. But you did it. Like, you committed.
If I can take a situation where 80% of the people there are sad, and I can...
make them laugh.
Whether it be... even if it's a laugh that they feel bad about later. I shouldn't have laughed at that. But you did. And that means it's an honest laugh.
Yeah. The butt of the joke even laughed at it.
I mean, that's... that's... that. See, that's where I excel as a person, or whatever the opposite of excel is.
I was looking around too. I'm like, oh, who's gonna? I wanted to look at their reactions.
Oh, you expected goodness. Someone to come at me with an elbow or something, perhaps.
Something. It was just you could hear a pin drop.
Because my personality is when things are awkward. I hate complete silence. And I don't like. I mean, who does like sadness? And so if everyone's there and. You need like a little laugh. It's got to be at some expense of something or someone.
Do you
and if
remember?
It could the, be the guest of honor, then why not?
Do you remember the joke? Like, I don't remember the joke, like the exact setup.
I don't remember the exact setup, but I remember that. I remember the time and the place and the people.
And it was like, you know, a like crucial part where it was. Does anybody would anybody like to say some words? Well, somebody got up and said some words.
But you know,
T
again,
T word.
For a split second, everyone in that room forgot all the despair.
They did, but man, I think we just ate immediately after that
and
just
left.
Like went to the food.
Yeah. Was it award season?
I got up first. For the
you
food.
Know how they say, "Hey guys, make your way to the buffet here." Stand right behind Fat Boy. He was already in line.
Yeah, he's always the first in line at the buffet. Get out of my way.
He didn't start handing plates out either. He just went there and turned the other way to go down the line.
I remember at L7's wedding, you know, they had burgers and fries, like good stuff. I was first one in line, and they were like, sir, we have to feed the bride and groom family first. I'm like,
well,
oh,
how rude is that?
I know. I was like, I'm already here. Like, just let me get a couple, you know?
You got to watch him. At a funeral, he'll try to ride in the family car.
I just get at it.
All right. That was fun.
Let me get riding that limo.
I don't know. Yeah, good text. I don't know time and place. That's solid.
Right.
I don't. But, you know, for that moment, it was the right time and place.
Break the monotonous.
Right. Break the monotonous. Break it all. Let God sort it out.
Is it a form of mild autism?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like with Elon and Well, Elon's kicks in.
You know how when somebody gets mad at somebody, you know, like let's say couples or friends or whatever, and they just sit there both arms folded. I don't do that. I won't do that. I will say something, whether it be at the expense of something. I will degrade myself a lot to make the joke.
Yeah, you'll fall on the sword.
And then that person will, and then, oh, I forgot I was mad.
So you're not passive aggressive, you're saying.
I'm in the moment trying to change the cycle, and sometimes it ends up biting me right in the
You started the narrative.
Right.
You're going to end it.
I got to finish my story. All right. I'd like to encourage you to go to YouTube. YouTube.
You better.
.com/TheRiseGuys Or just saying at The Rise Guys. I guess you understand that too. YouTube at The Rise Guys. You can watch the live stream later. You can watch it on all the other social media websites. You will see a cast of characters today, my friends. Some of these names will sound like NASCAR drivers. Others will sound like new prescription pills they're trying to sell you. Nevertheless, when we come back, a brand new, I'm out of breath, guys, Facebook fussing.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Now you can like or not, it really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What? You're about to hear his real, these real Facebook arguments, screenshot and sent in.
Oh, yes.
By people like Jimmy Johnson.
All like, Jimmy Johnsons.
Like Daniel. I'm saying people in the live chat right now.
Heck yeah.
Scrolling
hey,
through.
Hey, Jimmy. Oh,
what's up, Ralph?
Like
Barrett Seals.
Everyone I'm about to say.
Yeah. I made up Ralph.
Barrett? Did you say Barrett? Okay.
Did you say Barrett? What's up, B?
We are the live streaming the video right now. YouTube at The Rise Guys. And then after 10 a.m., you'll be able to find it on Instagram at The Rise Guys, Facebook.com/Rise Guys, and X at The Rise Guys.
give us some hearts, give us some likes, some smashes, some retweets, our posts.
Hearts and smashes.
I hate way people say all that crap. Like, man, it really goes a long way, but it does. It does. It it's the freaking...
Show us some love.
Show some love, guys. We ain't got a Patreon or nothing.
I mean, please.
All right.
Would it kill you? That's the guilt trip. Would it kill you to help?
Would it? These have been... Oh, I haven't said that part yet. Okay. What you're about to hear is real. I was about to say, you jumped the gun on me. You jumped the shark on me. What you're about to hear is real. These are real Facebook arguments. Screenshot and sent in by you, the P1s. Anonymously, of course, to the riseguys at AOL.com. And as always, names changed to protect the innocent, the guilty.
And
the
stupid.
This is Facebook fussing.
I need more hands.
I got to be sassy in one of these. I got to... I'm gonna get sassy.
I gotta gain more weight for the first one.
Well,
you do.
I tried it. Fatboy likes to have character direction. So the voices that I hear when I read these, I'm like, you know, what do you think about doing this with it?
I gotta chunk it up,
cast it a little bit.
Where are you in the moment?
Oh, I need to be about 200 pounds bigger in like 5 seconds.
We're assuming that. Scene number one. Speak of the devil playing the role of Caplita will be Fatboy.
What is going on there?
Playing the role of Hairball Roberts. Ooh. Rest in peace. Matt Mann. Playing the role of Four-Eyed Willie. That's Paige. And playing the role of Kareem Field is Matt Mann. And action.
I've been crying for the last week. It's been so hard on me and my family. We've lost Pedro. I don't even have the words. Heartbroken emoji, crying a lot emoji.
I'm sweet baby Lord Jesus. I've been praying on this day and night that God's will be done. Lord, as your humble servant in front of Caplita, the social media world, I, Hairball Roberts, pray for Caplita, Wayne, and Kenzie, her current love interest, and also Little Enos. I just know that Pedro's in a better place now. He's wrapped in your heavenly embrace. Amen.
Damn. I's really out here snatching folks up like that. Eyes bugging out emoji.
Ooh, hey. What's up, Four-Eyed Willie? It's been a minute, man.
Aye. Sup, Korean film. What? What did I do?
Cut. All right, go back to right where you go, A, and then just read it as is, because it's not misspelled on purpose. Action.
Aye. Sup, Kareem Field? What'd I do?
No. Cut. Go back.
Double
start
cut.
With A. Scene, what did they say? Take three. Go.
Aye. Sup, Kareem Field? What'd it do?
I was thinking maybe Pedro's just laying low until the heat dies down a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Because Tijuana is a long way back, though. That's that emoji where it looks like you had a stroke or some kind of palsy, but I guess it means like you're half sad.
Wait, now do what? For real, do what? Pedro's like gone, like bye-bye. Like, are you for real right now? Like, I thought that he was just missing. Oh, Lord. Did they send him back to his motherland crying with... Mouth wide open emoji.
What the fudge are y'all talking about? Pedro was my pet. I mean, is my pet. Gee wee oh wee wee oh oh. Super pissed cross eyed emoji.
What the hell?
She can spell Chihuahua.
Ooh. So not the little dude from Napoleon Dynamite. Damn. I was about to offer him my bicycle. Nah.
Wait a minute. So we're not talking about some Mexican bra who like overstayed his welcome. Like, man, like seriously, I thought y'all was about to go full Karen on the U.S. immigration system. U.S. flag emoji.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a Rooney Tooney fresh and fruity minute. Caplita, you named that tiny rat Pedro just because he had a little mustache like Pedro Pascal from Amanda Lorian? Three crying laughing emoji.
Yes, Hairball Roberts, because he looked like a little Latino man with an attitude, and now he's gone. Tears pouring like a waterfall emoji.
Man, I bet someone that dog is sitting on the fence, post-whispering. Yeah, Queero Freedom Taco Bell.
Well,
I had to do that. I'm sorry.
That was great.
I believe the word is Kero. Just roll with it. Man, is either that or is he running a cartel of stray chihuahuas out of a Taco Bell parking lot? Peach emoji, wind emoji.
Now, wait a minute. Well, I guess that my prayers still count. Whether Pedro's in heaven wrapped in your heavenly arms or he's in some alley selling his body for food scraps, I just hope that he finds his peace.
Y'all are the absolute worst.
Oh, boy. We love you, though. And Pedro, too, unless, you know, he's El Piro Diablo and running a crime syndicate somewhere. Nah, for real. I hope we come home.
Man, I hear he's got a $3 minimum for membership. Stay out, safe out there, little homie.
I hate y'all asses.
NC.
What is it, cartel of stray chihuahuas?
Selling his body for food scraps.
I don't like it.
He said,
what was that sound?
I thought
it sounded
you were
like I couldn't breathe, but I was laughing.
He's down long.
Oh, wait.
Oh,
boy.
He said it's pronounced Kero.
Yo Kero, Taco Bell.
Squirrel.
Yo Kero, Freedom. I don't know who you offended on that. And why does my nose still sound like it's closed?
What it do? What did
what'd
I do?
I pronounced it like it looks. Sorry.
What I do?
No, it says what it do.
What did I do?
You're such a honky.
Oh.
Scene two. YouTube.com. Let me open this up. Because that was like all closed up still.
That's what she said.
YouTube at the Rise Guys. Scene two. Playing the role of Gender Billy.
Oh, my gosh.
Fat boy.
I forgot about this.
Playing the role of... I've asked this live. Is it Pierre Garcon or Garcon?
It is Pierre Garcon.
Pierre Garcon is Paige. Playing the role of Kay is Fat Boy. And playing the role of Sue Double Bird is Matt Man. And action.
Hey, everybody. Just want to let y'all know I'm done tattooing, but here's the deal. If you already had an appointment scheduled and a deposit paid, you can contact the shop and get your deposit back or just switch your appointment to a different artist. Thanks. Whatevs.
What? Dude, you're the best.
Thanks, bro. But I just can't deal with it anymore.
Dude, it's like the coolest job ever. What the hell do you do? Carpet tunnel or something? What made it suck?
I don't have carpet tunnel. I don't even know what the hell that is. I just can't deal with these dumb people anymore.
OMG! No! 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 Say it isn't true!
Sorry it's true. Couldn't happen sooner, to be honest.
What the blank happened, man?
It was just the people. The clients. I hate them all now.
What'd they do?
Well, when you start tattooing, it's because you love tattooing. Even though you have to deal with the dumbest, most backwards-ass, pain-in-the-ass, stupid, mixed-up, unreliable, broke-ass people every single day of your blanking life, I just can't do it anymore. I can't handle dealing with literally the dumbest bottom-of-the-barrel scum of the earth anymore.
Oh, Lord, like, you know that that makes sense now that you say it like that. Damn! I bet it's bad.
Never ends. I can hear him now. Hey, bro, I want a sleeve of a vampire Viking blanking six-legged Amazon warrior princess dogs in a big orgy, and I got $75 to spend, and just freehand it, man. Come on.
LOL, whatever. You ain't that good anyway. You didn't even spell my name right on my BF's tattoo. And here you are going to quit your job like a month later after you had to give him his money back.
Wait, what? Sorry, I got your speakerphone. What? I've never heard anybody complain about Gender Billy.
He really did it. He missmelt my dang name, girl.
He missmelt it. That's what it says.
Pigs? Or it didn't happen.
Oh, I'll post the damn pic myself, and y'all still won't have any idea what she's talking about.
LOL WTF ever. You gonna come on here and call the people dumb and you can't even spell.
I didn't misspell your stupid name. Your mom did.
Wait a minute. Guys, When is it like? When did it become so hard to spell K-A-Y?
Well, since her mom named her K-Leggy, like K-A-Y-L-E-G-G-Y.
No, dumbass, it's Kaylee. K-A-Y-L-E-G-H-I.
Six sideways crying laughing emojis. WTF, no way. No way in hell.
It ain't that hard to spell. It's just different.
Wait a minute. Your name is K-Leg-High? Like, is it supposed to be Kaylee, like K-A-Y-L-E-I-G-H?
Duh.
Now you see why I've been calling her K-Leggy?
No. I think it's K-Leg-High. Like K-A-Y-Leg-High. Up here?
You should be used to getting called that.
So, did you?
Man, well, look. You dropped out of high school, so it's probably going to be hard for you to spell it. I think P here disappeared.
I think Pierre lost her place.
I think Pierre just stroked
out.
So did you.
LOL, you dropped out. Now you ain't got no job either, you stupid loser.
I hope you choke to death on the next eggplant emoji you shove in your fat mouth.
That's impossible, you big loser.
And sing. K-leg high. K-leg high. K-leggy. K-leggy. K-leggywa.
I kind of morphed into a convenience station magnate for a little bit there, and I apologize.
Well, it's Sue Doublebird. you know, and we do this in joking back and forth, the fat boy and I, where we give each other, again, the character direction. I'm scrolling up to see what you told me about Sue Doublebird, and that was... I can't say that, actually. I won't do that. Yeah, I will. You know, I'll do it for fun.
Okay.
Southern sounding like Edwin McCain, but with dark hair.
What? You lightened it up. That's open to your interpretation.
Any of that is. And I'll remind you of this.
What I do?
What it do, baby boo? What you just heard was real. Real Facebook arguments, screenshot and sent in by many of you, the P1s, anonymously, of course, as always, to theriseguys@AOL.com, and names, again, always, changed to protect the innocent, the guilty.
And the stupid.
It's been another edition of Facebook Fussin'.
You can't hide P1 Pride.
The Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Become a P1
at theriseguys.com.
Yeah. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Yeah. What do you do, Paige?
What do you do? Headlines.
What I do?
Oh, what I do, goodness. Baby boo?
Today is a crazy day. All right, so headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. So let me give you some advice. If you're drunk and you get a ride home, don't go get in your car afterwards, okay?
Oh, lesson no. learned. Don't even put the keys in the ignition.
Just keep your little happy butt at home, okay? God. That's my advice.
Oh, that reminds me of a bad story of someone I know. I won't say the names, but two people, I won't say sex either.
Two days.
They were somewhere, and the one guy says, "Hey, I think we need the Uber home." Guy who drove there in his vehicle says, "Nah, man, I can get it." Guy says, "Well, I don't think it's safe enough for you to drive, so I'm going to take a car home." Dude gets home in the car. Other guy gets popped with a DUI on the way back, calls the other guy. That guy brings the car up there with the insurance paper or whatever it was that he needed. That guy also gets a DUI. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
He went home drunk. Friend who drove drunk got a DUI. He had to bring back the whatever it was, title or something. And they gave him a breathalyzer. He popped him, too. Stop. Rob hates when I say popped. Arrested for. Pop sound.
They should have the same lawyer. And he's like, ooh, double fees.
Oh, big time. Poor but I can't see you at the same time, though.
Nope. The confidentiality.
Right. So
back to what happened at this wedding. A 29-year-old wedding guest in Vancouver started a fight over the weekend, and after someone took his keys and said, "You're not driving like that. We're trying to help you." So what happened? This was a wedding on Saturday, and they took his keys, prevented him from driving at the time, and it was around 1:45 in the morning, which is not a good time to drive because that's when they know you're out there when he shouldn't be. Mm-hmm. So he wasn't happy about it. He started this fight. Cops showed up, arrested him for breach of peace, and drove him home to sleep it off. But instead of just passing out like a good little boy should have done, he decided to call an Uber, went back to the wedding to get his car. So half of it was good judgment. The other half wasn't.
That's where you also just, there's a hint of stupid. You can blame it on the alcohol all you want to, but you're also just a little bit dull.
That's where the common sense comes in when you're a rideshare driver. Because, a lot of them are, a lot of people that do the rideshares that drive, they're real awkward people. Don't know how to react around other people, interact, any of that stuff.
Yeah.
So if you know you're picking up somebody.
Explains why you did it for some time.
If you're picking up somebody that's drunk and they smell drunk, why would you take them back to their car?
Like, I wouldn't work weekend nights.
I would not.
No way.
I'm afraid to do that anyways because, I have somehow crazy people are drawn to me. I'd be afraid. A
lot of half-naked college girls. Woo.
All right, so. It's awful. Well, I wouldn't care that. I just wouldn't want to sit
There's
with somebody.
There's college dudes, too.
He puts cameras in his back seat, though. Like
up
in the back seat.
Up under.
I don't want
They're sitting on the cameras.
I don't want any fluids passed in my car, like vomit or urine.
Yeah. I never had a puker. Thank
you ever
God.
Snooped before?
What do you mean?
Like when you sneeze and a little bit of throat comes out?
That's what it was.
I snooped.
So quickly back to the story. Quickly. The guy, he sped past the police station when he went to pick up his car to drive anyways around 3:50 a.m. going twice the speed limit, and they clocked him at 76 and a 30, and they arrested him again.
Hey, man, speed limit's 38
around. Tossed him into jail to sober up, and he's facing drunk driving charges. Lost his license for at least 3 months.
You didn't want to say his name, but I think you could. Stu from the Pedasso family. The one she's talking about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Pedasso. The Pedassos are were well-educated people for many years, and then that one generation just threw it all away.
They feuded with the Tudyk's family.
Well, Holden was a guy that was he was stuck in his ways. He was like the, you know.
He was like his dad, Eaton. Grew up, you know, this.
Well,
in his image.
Now you're seeing, you say that, and it reminds me of the Puthie Army, yep. Led by the first female general ever, General Edith Puthie.
Nobody talks about that.
God, where's her movie? Why have they not have been a biopic on her?
They don't want to do
biopic.
They don't want to, you know, give people their shine, man. I don't like it.
Well, he sounds like Tickle. Popcorn gave all his away. Everybody's got a jar. All right, Paige. So yeah. He's got the number 7 on the bottom. We're going to take a break. Will we take a break? That's the big question I'm wondering right now.
We got to get Dad on.
DNA Dad.
Oh, maybe Dad. Maybe he's not Dad.
Old Navy Dad.
Maybe he's not. Maybe he's Dad.
Oh.
Maybe he's not Dad.
See, that's another thing. Does he have other children? I don't remember that. This is the guy who...
I think he's got bonus kids. That's what they call him now. This is my bonus son. I'm his bonus.
That sounds
dad.
Better than step. I mean, it does.
But I mean.
But like British people do, like call it the once removed. Like, that's my fourth cousin once removed. Like, who got divorced?
Well, they don't brush their teeth either. So.
Well, they're known for that. That's right. But their accents are. They sound smart. I mean, they just do.
Some of them do. Yeah.
Now the Cockney doesn't. That sounds gibberishy. But we, you know. All right, we're going
to dogs. Quit. I got dogs.
Next, we'll make fun of Australians. But we'll also talk to DNA Dad, the guy who either he's going to find out that he's a father or an uncle because his wife's sister got pregnant. She claimed that. Am I right with this?
I don't. We got to recatch all that up with him because.
Someone got pregnant. He was claimed to be the father. This, we believe, was his.
But he don't remember.
He doesn't remember. But look, have you ever had... Oh, don't answer that.
Like, I'm not the person that
asked. Have you ever had sex and not remembered? Don't answer that.
Remember it every time.
What do you mean? Like you wake up...
You clearly don't.
Like you wake up and can't walk. Like one of those situations.
Have you?
Hey, I don't have to violate...
That was just a prank, though.
That was a prank involving a bunch of beer bottles.
That's how he joined the secret society. All right, DNA Dad. Uncle or Dad? We'll find out next. Good morning.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerd. $1,000?
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.